Tsar, of course, has been held in captivity since September the 18th, 2015, and he's been struggling with numerous health ailments since he was put in Yvan. But lately, he has been suffering a little more. I mean, if that's even possible, it's very difficult what he's been put through. But yes, he's now struggling with a potential diagnosis of cancer. He has lost a lot of weight. He has been having a lot of difficulty breathing the past few days, and some other items that I'd rather not get into the details about it, but they were serious enough that we worked with Iran Human Rights, Amnesty International, and trying to raise awareness of this because, again, he's been languishing in Yvan prison since September the 18th, 2015, and the jailers continue to refuse him medical care with the doctors. They sometimes say he's going to go to a doctor, and then they say he's not going to go to a doctor. And we're asking for, of course, his unconditional release, which would be the ideal scenario, but at least until this matter gets sorted out, that they provide him medical care so he doesn't die.
You mean he hasn't been offered any kind of medical care at all?
We have been trying for several months to have a doctor intervene and take him to hospital to take care of some of these problems, and it has not happened.
Can you be a little bit more specific about the kind of cancer he has?
We are told that it may be colon cancer that he has.
And do you have any connection with his family, or are you in contact with the Iranian authorities or anybody in Tehran?
We are. Yeah, the family is working. We have our network. How we're working to make sure that he gets the help that we can try and get to him when the Iranians allow it. And I have had contacts with folks in the Iranian government, but beyond that, that's as much as I think I can say right now.
As you know, there is no diplomatic relationship between the U.S. government and the Islamic Republic of Iran. What do you expect from the U.S. government, Mr. Poblet?
Well, I think it's what we've been saying from the very beginning, and it's very clear that the Iranians want the Americans involved. In fact, the foreign minister of Iran, Javad Zarif, said 2 years ago, and you could find this, it's on the internet, that the matter of Izhar Zaka and this issue is between the United States and Iran. And we've been asking and trying to get an answer from Mr. Zarif of what he meant by that. He made that comment to a group of reporters a few years ago, and we want to know, and I am confident the Americans and other countries who are affected by this want a solution to it. And I think that any country that has a foreign national that's been affected by something like this should unite and work together to get everybody out immediately. I mean, I guess if Iran wants to continue and if it wants to be accepted, then it should act like a more civilized power and not be doing these type of things. And, you know, in case of Nizar, as Nizar has said since the very beginning, he was invited to Iran and he was kidnapped. And those are his words. Nizar has said that repeatedly. And I think that's not how you treat your guests. And I think as the lawyer in me, we've raised this issue repeatedly at the UN, with Iranians, with the Americans, in the case of Nizar, also with the Lebanese. Iran's a party to the International Convention Against Hostage Taking. And if that document's going to mean anything, if that international process is going to mean anything, as we told the UN Secretary General in a letter which he replied to, then they have to do more than just talk about the problem in Iran. And that's the one thing that I think your listeners need to know. Iran's been doing this for many years. This is not a new thing. And rather than be in the shadows and pretending it doesn't happen, we need to be very public about this so that not only does Nizar get to get out, but other people get to get out. And also, Iran is disincentivized from doing this in the future. It's very nice to have all these international processes and conferences in Vienna and at the United Nations, but my client is in Yvan prison, suffering a lot. And while the politicians are talking, these people are suffering. And I think that has to come to an end. And Iran would do, you know, if they allow people to leave and fix this, maybe we can get on to other subjects. But this is a problem for Nizar. He's very ill. We don't have time for politics. We only have time to save a man's life and help others along the way. And we hope that people in a position to do so will help. And that means doing more than just issuing a press release or talking about it at an international conference. That doesn't do anything to help these people who are languishing and live in prison.